as a deadline nears for Catalonia to clarify whether or not it's declared independence. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is urging the region's president to act sensibly.
The only thing I am asking Mr. Puigdemont is that he acts with sanity, that he acts with balance, that he puts the interests of all citizens first, of all Spaniards and all Catalans. This is simple, and it is not difficult to answer the question, have you declared Catalonia's independence or not?
Mr. Rajoy's call comes hours before his government's deadline for Catalan's president, Carles Puigdemont, to respond. The Spanish government has threatened to put Catalonia under direct central rule if its government does not abandon independence. Spain says it would just take a week to impose the act under Article 155, which would leave Mr. Puigdemont in his role but strip him of all powers. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Casado says Spain is open to retaining Catalonia's autonomy, though, if it says it has not declared independence.
If there is necessary understanding for the revision of the constitution, we would be willing to include greater autonomy for the autonomous community in Catalonia. But I wish to underline that Catalonia already has today the highest level of autonomy and self-governance.
Mr. Puigdemont continues to stand by the vote for secession in an October 1st referendum that drew just 43% of voters, but received about 90% approval. Following that vote, he made a symbolic declaration of independence, but suspended it seconds later and called for negotiations with Spain's government on the region's future. Mr. Puigdemont has told a party meeting he'd formally declare independence if Spain starts the process of suspending the region's autonomy. Catalan Foreign Minister Raúl Romeva says the regional government will not step down if Spain triggers Article 155.
If they do so, are we going to step down? The answer is definitely no. We have no options. We have no alternative. The people voted. That means that actually we need to implement that mandate.
The Spanish government refuses to recognise the result of the referendum, saying it violated the constitution. Mariano Rajoy says the region must fulfil its obligations imposed by the government or face the consequences.
Because if we understand that he has declared the independence of Catalonia, the government is obliged, because it is written in the Constitution that the government must respond in a certain way. And if he hasn't, then we can discuss it here in Parliament, which we, all the parliamentary groups, have offered to do.
The country's biggest political crisis in decades has prompted hundreds of Catalan firms to move their headquarters out because of economic forecasts and fears of social unrest. Seeking calm, Spanish Deputy Minister Soraya Santamaría has outlined what would happen if the Catalan government announces it has not declared independence.
Ese requerimiento es firme.
Restore autonomy to Catalonia and, in second place, guarantee the rights of all Catalans. Thirdly, bring calm to all the citizens of Catalonia, because what is intolerable is for people to feel unstable in Catalonia just because Mr. Puigdemont has created this situation.